It's 3:50 PM on Thursday 29th of January, and I'm sitting in my study, feet up on my desk, and looking out the window, because I've just filled the feeders again for the birds and put up some new suet box, and I'm watching the wacky adventures of the starlings, the stuckies, squabbling like mad over everybody's food. And a collared dove walking along the top of the new fence, looking left and right all the time, twitching, nerves twitching. The birds are trying to stuff as much as they can in this time of the day, because it's going to get cold tonight. It's clear skies, sun's shining. It's absolutely beautiful outside. Absolutely beautiful. But I guess the birds know better than us that the weather's going to turn again. Right, moving on. Something I meant to talk about when I was out and about, but I spoke about something else. So, what I'd like to talk about is a purchase that I made in Glasgow last Sunday when we were in with the family for a meal. And I popped up on my own to the Apple store in Buchanan Street, because I had been reading a lot about Apple TV previous to that, and I thought it'd be a great thing to get. And so I popped into the store and was greeted by a young lass immediately. That's given their due in Apple stores. No one is left standing about unless every single attendant or assistant is busy. I didn't get time to look at the new iPhone 6s, which I really wanted to. But anyway, I explained what I was in about. So I was taken over to the firewall and demonstrated the Apple TV, how it all worked, etc, etc. And I thought, that's it, this is for me. So I thought, I'll have that, please. Yes, and it's a new one, it's the latest one, the black one. I can't remember which model it is. I needed a new HDMI leader as well, which was £15. You can get them cheaper, but Apple stuff is good, you know, or if it's, you know, another manufacturer, but it's, you're sourcing it through Apple, then it's well covered with quality control by Apple. So I bought a lot. I think it was £79 for the Apple TV and £15 for the HDMI lead. So I got home on the Sunday, and my wife, after we got home for a wee bit, my wife decided to go to bed for an hour and to get over the meal. And I thought, I'll have this up and running and surprise her by the time she gets out of bed. Well, not exactly. I couldn't get it to do what it should have done. I ended up phoning the support. Actually, I only got the guy in store, because over the weekend the tech support online is only Monday to Friday in certain hours. So the guy tried to help me as much as possible, but couldn't get it to connect to my home network, although my iPad and iPhone worked perfectly from the lounge. The router being next to me here in my study at the back of the house, and the television and the Apple TV being at the opposite corner of the house. But there's no issues with Wi-Fi for the other two devices. So anyway, I had to leave it, so it sat redundant till the Monday morning. Then I phoned up at 9 o'clock on the Monday morning, and I got through to tech support, who were excellent. Young guy called Sean, who was really very knowledgeable and talked me through all the ways of getting it connected. We still couldn't get it to connect, so he set up under his instruction, a hotspot on my iPhone and connected to that, absolutely no problem. But then we got connected after that. When we came out of that, went back in, connected to the hub. It did connect, but he was honest and said, I suspect since we're having issues, you will continue to have issues, and we may need to do a lot more with connections to your hub and do this reboot in the hub. We already tried all that, etc, etc, etc. Anyway, but then I said to him, look, I can't seem to see the AirPlay icon on my iPad Air. And so we went through that, and I said, it's not my iPhone 4S either. He says, well, What are you running? In other words, what version of that are you running? And I'm still running 7 because I didn't want to upgrade to 8 because of some issues that I was afraid of, afeared. I was afeared, especially with some of the apps I work with, AudioBus. But anyway, cut to the chase. So on Tuesday, I decided that I was going to have a real go at this and I could get it connected. I did get it connected. I was able to watch stuff. You know, it comes with Netflix, YouTube, whole load of stuff. In other words, it turns a normal HD television into a smart television. Pretty damn good, actually. And then I tried playing a movie, but I couldn't use AirPlay. So I had to upgrade my iPad to iOS 8. And wouldn't you know it, one of the apps I had that allowed me to stream, download and play HD movies was no longer compatible with iOS 8. And is apparently coming out as an app, so I'll have to wait on that. So that was a bit of a bummer. Then I found out that my iMac, which is a mid-2007 model, would not be compatible with AirPlay. In other words, I can't get it up to the standard that would run AirPlay. And I'm not buying a new Mac. I could upgrade to Mavericks or Yosemite. I'm not sure which is the better of the two. But that still wouldn't give me AirPlay, apparently. So there I have it. I have an iPad Air that could converse with the Apple television, but my iPhone 4S wouldn't, and my Mac certainly wouldn't. And even when I was playing something from the iPad 2, the Apple TV, perfectly well, because it lost the network, it actually kicked back to the main menu screen, which is a bummer. You know, look, if you've lost the network, but you don't need the network when you're playing something from your iPad, if you know what I'm trying to say. So that's a wee bit of a bug, I think, with Apple TV. So then this made me think even more about the usability. Will my wife actually want to use it more than... Because we have the normal television and we have UView, BT Vision's UView, which gives you a whole load of channels. And she tends to watch a certain kind of programs. And the more I thought about it, the more I thought between it not working properly and we're not being able to use other devices with the Apple TV and with probably the fact my wife wouldn't use it very much, I decided to take it back. So I have 14 days to take it back. I've already checked with them. There's no issue. They'll take it back, no problem. But it's now got me thinking on some of the other things that I had in mind to buy that I've been meaning to buy for a long while. If you remember, you may remember way back before Christmas, I spoke about a kind of wish list that I had. But I would have to wait to Christmas and my birthday to get enough money to go and buy some of these things. So Apple TV will be going back and I will be purchasing something, another wee toy. What I'd like to finish by saying is not that there's anything wrong with Apple TV per se. I know people that do have Apple TV and they swear by it, think it's great. But I'd say that when they explain in the store, and I guess this is my first, it's not really a complaint about Apple, because I've had nothing but praise for them in my dealings over the years. That they make out it's plug and play, you know, yeah, take it home, plug it in, and it'll work. It doesn't. Not if you've got issues with connections to your home hub, your router, and certainly not if your devices are not applicable. So there really should be, I know if you go online you may find that, but in store really some questions should be asked. What devices do you intend to use with this? What iOS are you running? And what is your Mac model, you know, or year? And point it out to you. I guess they want you to buy it, and if you return it, well, you return it. Which is fair enough. But maybe some more questions should have been asked at the time and maybe pointed out the fact that so long as everything's okay with the connections through to your router and hub, etc, etc. So there you go. So Apple TV is going back, but I'll have a new toy. So I'm not feeling down in any way. I don't feel I've lost out. It's just been one of those experiences. So now, what will be the next toy? Now, where'd they put that wish list? Yes, anyway. So I hope that helps anyone. It'll not help you about buying Apple TV, because, as I said, when it works properly, it's probably going to be a brilliant thing. But we wouldn't really have used it a lot. Maybe I should have thought a wee bit further into it before I even bought it. Well, just one of those experiences, as I said. Okay, thanks for listening again, and bye for now.